Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Singularities by John Banville, read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Yes, he has come to the end of his sentence. But does that mean he has nothing more to say? No, indeed, not by a long stretch. Here he is, in the chill brilliance of a breezy April morning, striding out into the world, a free man, more or less. Whence came such spiffy raiment? There must be someone who cares for him. Someone who cared. Witness the classy, if outmoded, camel-hair overcoat, its belt not buckled, but nonchalantly knotted, the hand-tailored tweed jacket with a double vent at the back, the buffed brogues, the glint of gold at his shirt cuffs. Note in particular the high-crowned hat of dark brown felt, new as the day, cocked at a dashing angle over his left eye. He bears lightly by its handle a Gladstone bag, scuffed and scarred but discreetly good. Oh yes, he is every inch the gent. The Squire was his nickname, one of his nicknames, inside. Nickname. Apt that. His name in the nick. Words are all that remain to hold the dark at bay, for his bright morn is my broomer's twilight. Who speaks here? I do, little god, the great ones having absconded. As a matter of fact, he has decided to change his name. Few will be taken in by this ruse, so why should he bother? But his aim, you see, is nothing less than total transformation. And in that endeavour, there was no more radical start he could make than to erase the manufacturer's mark, so to speak, and replace it with another of his own devising. The notion of an assumed identity excited him, the poor sap, as if a new name could hide old sins. Nevertheless, he spent what turned out to be an exasperating half hour in his cell, squatting cross-legged on the narrow bunk with pencil and paper, like a backward schoolboy toiling over his lessons, collar awry and hair on end, trying to fashion.